Hi, this is Will Clower. We're talking about the ender and applying the meal tag to the end of your meal. When you do this, there is a caveat. There's something that I have to warn you against, and that is that, you know, as we said, having a little piece of cheese, maybe the size of two end joints of your thumb, is really good for stopping between meal cravings. Having a little piece of chocolate, it needs to be dark, dark chocolate, is great for that. However, the satiety-producing effect is also a function of volume. So if you feel like, oh, I really want to clamp down my hunger, and you take a ton of it, then that becomes your baseline. Remember that these things are calorie dense. And so when you have it, you are getting a lot of calories. So what you have to do is to have it small and make that last a long time. If you end up inching up the volume, inching up the volume, inching up the volume on the amount that you have, then your body will take that as baseline to get the same level of satiety through the afternoon. So your goal is to have the ender in whatever form that works the best for you, but make sure that when you do it, you keep it small. The way to eat it small and get the most effect out of it is to make it last as long as possible. And this is one more reason why you can't treat the ender like a magic pill or an instant quick fix, because it's not. It doesn't work that way. It only works when you take your time and enjoy it. I know it's a tough task to request of you, but I want you to enjoy your food. This is Will Clower. Listen, if you guys have any questions at all, please get in touch with us. info@willclower.com. We'll get right back to you. You guys have a great day. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.